This is a podcast from WOR.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
This is supposed to be a democracy.
We're trying to run a city, not a democracy.
Power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people.
It's Sunday night. And this is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show in New York City. We're broadcasting live from the iHeartRadio Mecca at 32 6th Avenue. And in-house today is radio star from WBAI and the captivist John McDonough.
Whoa!
Yes.
We also have County Claire in-house. JFK Mike, and I'm Taxi Dave.
Yes.
You know, I keep hearing the news. And they're saying a cab driver tried to rob a woman, okay, and then he jumped in the back seat and the cab driver raped her. Folks, it was a red minivan. It wasn't a cab. When you say cab, there are certain connotations, okay? Call it for what it is. It was a red minivan driver. I just hate being associated. And we know, you know, one of the things the Taxi and Limousine Commission wants is more information and more data. And they want it. One of the things is to find out who raped who the driver was. And it's almost impossible to get information. Now, one of the best speakers at this Taxi and Limousine Commission hearing this past week was Brad Gerstmann, who'll be on the show in a couple of minutes. But I have to tell you, folks, it gets real aggravating. The fact of the matter is when, you know, Uber sits there and complains that it's not fair, that they don't want to, it's not nice, they don't want to share any data, and the taxi, you know, right now the Taxi Limousine Commission collects data on every taxi trip, that's yellow cab trip, okay, in New York City, and they use the data, and the goal is, of this hearing was to prevent exhausted drivers from getting behind the wheel. They want to limit them to a 10-hour with driving shift when there's passengers in the car. Okay? Uber says it doesn't want to hand over information to protect the privacy of the customers, and it doesn't trust the Taxi and Limousine Commission to protect the information. Doesn't trust the Taxi and Limousine Commission. They've been around for 90 years. Taxi Commission has been around since 1971. The reasons why we have insurance, the reasons why drivers are fingerprinted, the reasons why you're safe when you take a yellow cab and not a red van in Brooklyn at 3 o'clock in the morning, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, Brad Gerstmann, he's a leading New York State attorney. He's also a lobbyist and a communication specialist. He's built a political career that spans all levels of government. And throughout his years of experience, he's developed certain skills and he can steer his clients through complex political and legislative and the bureaucratic red tape processes that are here. He's been a member of the New York State Bar since 1994, and he's developed a remarkable reputation as a defense attorney, prosecutor, and general corporate counsel. He's also, one of the things close to my heart, he's a strong advocate for children with special needs. He was appointed to the Governor's Council on Interactive Media and Child Violence. Brad's been named an honoree at the Child Abuse Prevention Services yearly gala for his work in protecting children. And Brad, he enjoys competitive boxing. My grandfather was battling Kid Nelson in the early 1900s. And he loves all New York sport teams except the Jets.
Yay!
I wouldn't call the Jets a sports team, so I mean, you know.
Dave, I'm going to take that from you, who a couple of hours ago said to me, bet the Giants under and take the points. Okay? All right? Let's be easy on the Jets here, all right? Yeah, come on.
The truth hurts, doesn't it?
Ouch.
With us now is Brad Gerstmann. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show, Brad.
Hey, Taxi Dave. How you doing?
I'm fantastical. Say hi to John, Claire, and Mike.
Hello, sir.
Oh, it sounds like a star-studded night over there.
We do what we can, yes.
Yeah, if you were on Rikers Island, it would be good.
Don't knock it.
Recently, you were at the Taxi and Limousine Commission, and you know, speaker after speaker were different city agencies who always speak first were saying, oh, we need these rules. And the chairwoman said, oh, well, we're not going to give specific locations where an Uber driver might drop off. And then you said something that was the truth that most people don't realize about the yellow taxi industry and the data we provide. Would you mind repeating that?
Oh, absolutely. What nobody was talking about was the fact that yellow cabs have absolutely no privacy, and they are being tracked moment by moment throughout the streets of New York City with the TPEP system. And so, you know, when Uber starts to declare certain privacies and this and that and too much information and they're a private company, that makes me sick, because the truth is you don't have a right to pick up passengers and drop them off in New York City. You have to be given that right through TLC. And TLC has been so soft in the past on Uber that Uber thinks at this point that they can object to any other regulations that TLC suggests. And what I was trying to make the point of is, besides the fact that the yellow cabs have so many regulations, and there's a good reason for them, because needless to say, it's kind of a public transportation system for New York City residents, and it's a safety public interest that the city has in following the yellow cabs and understanding where they are. But what Uber's trying to make the point is that they don't need to do any of this stuff. And it's not just in New York City, but it's everywhere they've been. I mean, they have a history of dodging and fighting and kicking and screaming and walking out of cities that ask too much. And New York City, the great progressive city that we are, we don't even look, even for the safety of out of the city residents, we don't even look to seek more regulation. And what I meant really was that, you know, Uber's saying it's too much regulation. TLC says, well, we're carving out a small area of regulation for you. You're going to give us the general location of where you drop people off. Okay, and I'm saying, we need way more regulation. We need way more data. And that Uber kicking and screaming, they have no choice.
Right.
They have no choice but to turn it over, because New York City is the biggest market that they're in.
Right. Excuse me, sir. I just want to say, in your professional opinion, just what are some of the glaring competitive disadvantages that the yellow cab industry is up against versus what this whole Uber, in my opinion, fiasco is presenting itself? Because me as a driver, I see some stuff that makes me crazy. But from a legal standpoint, what are some of the competitive disadvantages facing the yellow cab industry that you think should be addressed?
Oh, my goodness. It starts with the yellow cab.
It's only an hour show, yeah.
Yeah, and it starts with the yellow cab and the kind of vehicles that are required.
Right.
You know, I don't need to explain to you guys. We have the specialized cars that are only authorized by TLC. And you know something? It's not like the passengers are in love with those kind of cars, but it's not the yellow cabs that have been forced to get them. It's TLC that's demanding that they get them.
Right.
And then how about the accessible vehicles? How about we're moving towards 50% accessible vehicles for yellow cabs? I mean, those cabs are heavier. They have to have additional requirements and training of the drivers.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have first aid kits.
How many accessible vehicles does Uber have with their 42,000
vehicles? I'm going to try to count. Yeah, they have over 40,000 cars on the road. So let me count up in my head. I got to do a small calculation here. 3,000, this, zero. They have zero accessible vehicles. I mean, that's a travesty. Let's be honest. Come on. It's a spitting in the face of our city and the disabled community, which is just horrifying to think of.
We're on with Attorney Brad Gerstmann. This is a Taxi Dave show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union, by the way. You can get there from here. And, Brad, I'm sorry I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, not a problem at all. I needed a breath anyway.
Brad, John McDonough here. One of the main problems I see is that you're battling for one part of the industry, and we have Taxi Dave battling from another part, and you have JFK, Mike, and myself battling as drivers about what's going on. And I think there is no coordination between the whole yellow cab industry getting together to battle what's going on in the city. But what I see is one of the major problems is, and there should be a law, that anybody that is on the TLC, the Taxi and Limousine Commission, cannot leave that and go and join the board of directors for any of the apps that they are ruling on, because this is becoming a real problem here in the city, that they are ruling about allowing Uber and about allowing Juno and Lyft, and the list is getting longer, and then they leave the TLC and bingo. They got a great new job with the very industry that they just were helping not to regulate.
This, you know, look, that's becomes the larger issue. I couldn't agree more to begin with, but it's the larger issue of people from the inside moving to the outside and not being barred from doing so for a period of time. And it's something that people are starting to get wise to, but at the same time, it's accelerating faster and faster. People who are in elected positions and people who are in appointed positions on one side of government then leave and go to the other side and become, they're, you know, influential on that side. So it really is sickening to watch. It really doesn't make for great public policy. And, you know, the results are awful. I mean, look at the results of New York because of all this. I mean, you have 40,000 vehicles. We're saying we're moving away from vehicles on the street and to more public transportation. And at the same time, we're just adding more. We're talking about kids who have, you know, have breathing problems in the Bronx, and we're talking about congestion on our streets and carbon footprints. And at the same time, we're just letting these cars just populate our streets like they're cockroaches.
Our phone number is 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. If you'd like to get in on this conversation on the Taxi Dave Show on WOR 710. We just got an email. 10-hour shift will make it very hard to pay my medallion bills. Please help and request the TLC to stick with a 12-hour shift, please. Okay, thank you for that one. We got an email. Can I use a dashboard camera? Is it legal, right? Frank at JFK in yellow taxi needing a car wash, whatever that means. You can use a dashboard cam. You can use a GPS. You can put anything on your dashboard. As long as it doesn't interfere with your line of sight. Once you interfere with the line of sight, it's a discretionary summons, and any officer could give you a summons for obstructing your line of vision or your line of sight. Does that sound right, Brad?
Yeah, it does. I'm sure the same thing doesn't apply to Uber, though. I'm sure they can get away.
They get stickers all over the place.
You know what? I think what our listeners have to know is, you know, Uber fights everything. Whatever the law is in New York City, they don't fight because they want the unlimited workforce. All immigrants that come to America, or I guess a large portion of them, come to New York City, as my grandfather and my grandmother did, and I think everybody sitting in this room, their grandparents or parents came from. Came to New York City from the other side. But other than that, what you need to know is yellow cabs, what Brad said is true. They actually know exactly the address where you're being dropped off. 123 Sixth Avenue. All the information is there. And why is Uber against it? I guess I could understand, since they were accused of tracking celebrities. And the president or the head of Uber was accused a couple of years ago or overheard saying that any journalists that give them bad press, let's track them. I mean, it's like espionage, you know, against people. So maybe Uber shouldn't have the Uber administration, the management team at Uber shouldn't have access to it. But yellow cabs right now, we're, you know, it's an open book.
Well, can I also add something really important is, you know, we're, because of our advocacy and because we're also a law firm, we've been bringing a number of personal injury lawsuits against Uber for the attacks that have occurred in New York City in some of their cars. And it's so interesting because whereas in a yellow cab, you can find out and a police can do an investigation quickly and find out who the driver is, who committed the crime. When people are jumping out, when my clients are jumping out for their lives out of these Uber vehicles, they have no information to go on.
Are you referring to that woman who was taken, kidnapped and taken to the Bronx?
Yeah, we've got her. We have another lady that was had to jump out of a cab because the Uber driver was driving in multiple lanes at the same time, including oncoming traffic on the bridge.
Ooh.
And then we had another one who was beaten in Midtown.
Oh, my God.
With just completely bruised and battered by an Uber driver. So we have three lawsuits already. And what they do, Uber, is they have an 800 number, and they say, if you have a problem, call here first. Well, that's caused the reason for that is they want to be able to wipe your app clean. So you call, you say you were in this car. They know where you are because they have all the information. And then you say, I need to call the police. What's the name of my Uber driver? And they say, I'm sorry, I can't give you that. And then you go back to your app to look at the picture and the first name, the information you were provided when you called the car, and they wiped your app clean.
They wiped it clean.
Wow. Wow.
That is sneaky.
Corporate espionage at its worst.
That 800 number serves as a first alert system for them. Well, so they try to push the call.
Let's take Brad, are you okay if we take some phone calls?
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to start at the bottom. David, you're first up on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Okay.
I wanted to ask the lawyer, I forgot, what's his name, Brad, what does he think about this ruling that let basically Uber do what it's doing, where this judge, I believe his name was Weiss, said that Uber is a immediate livery for people who have not prearranged rides after they had dismissed it based on them being prearranged? What does he think of all that, that they got away with that?
Well, look, I think Uber is a hail vehicle, okay, for hail, just like a yellow cab. So my position is that it's an instantaneous response, and that's a hail, whether you're putting your finger down on an app and asking for the car to come within 2 minutes, or you have your hand in the air for 2 minutes and you're waiting for a yellow
cab.
That's
right. It's not apples and oranges or cats and dogs.
No, it's the same thing. So they're serving the same purpose, which is impermissible, because the only ones that are entitled and have been given the rights for a hail are the yellow cabs, because they bought the medallion, and that provides for a certain right, a certain protected right. Now, TLC is not doing the right thing because they're not protecting those people who have purchased those medallions. And as a result, medallions are getting destroyed. They're destroying our entire transportation system. And also, keep in mind, Uber, you know, people saying provides jobs and this and that. Ultimately, Uber hasn't made a dollar. I mean, they have revenue, but they're in the red. This whole experiment is likely to fail. And then we're going to be left with destroyed transportation systems all around the country.
Right.
And you could see it in some big cities around this country.
Okay, thanks a lot, Brad.
But it's not even the transportation system. Dave, just talking to you, it's personally what it's doing to families in this city, immigrant families that went out and bought the medallion, and now they're in the hole for $1 million because the city guaranteed them that these medallions, this is what they're worth, this is what we want you to pay. So on a real personal level, you're seeing it every day over at Melrose.
Yes, I am. People coming in. They, especially people who bought the medallions years ago, some from the city, some from privately, but the one thing that they always believed in is this would be their retirement fund. So they leased their medallions. As time went on, they got older. They didn't want to sell because there's a large capital gains tax. So this was a way to keep operating. And still, whether you want to start another business or move to Florida or just take it easy if you're unhealthy, I have so many medallion owners who are in their 80s who are, and others who are ill, who come into me. I used to have answers for them and say, Dave, I can't lease the medallion. My leasing agent doesn't have drivers. They went to Uber. I put the medallion in storage. I'm too old to drive right now, or too unhealthy to drive right now, and I can't sell because there's virtually no market. What can I do? And I don't know what you have there. But so it's disheartening, and it's just disheartening. It really, it breaks my heart when you don't have answers. Although I do want people to know that when you do drive a yellow cab, the TPEP figures, it shows that you are making a good living. So I want to tell drivers out there, you know, although the price of the medallion has been devalued, or as Brad said, you know, being destroyed, the fact is, if you want a career or if you want a part-time job, whatever you want, you should drive a yellow cab, because the money is real and the money is there. Hey, Brad, if somebody wants to contact you or hire you, is there a contact number where they can reach you?
Yeah, sure, sure, absolutely. They can call my office at 516-880-8170. And, you know, I couldn't agree with you more on what you said, you know, with people in distress over their medallions and the valuation and all that. But truth be known is I have great faith that the yellow cab system will prevail over Uber. It may take a little bit of time, but I think that some of the public sentiment, political current is starting very slowly to move in our direction. And I think it will be a matter of political individuals becoming brave enough to stand up and do what's entirely right. Here's and I enjoy working for the yellow cab industry because I feel like I'm wearing the white hat.
Yes, you are. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we have to make this an election issue this year with people running for mayor and put people on the spot. What are you going to do for the yellow cab industry and make this in the forefront, just like the horse and carriage guys did in Central Park, made it an issue. The yellow cab industry has to be out front with de Blasio and whoever else is going to run.
Here's an email. Has there ever been a judicial notice on terms such as now, immediately, and on demand? Are you aware of any?
No, we're trying to get some of that, you know, with some of our other lawsuits that we brought against Uber, the non-personal injury lawsuits.
Right.
They start to play in that ball field of, you know, trying to, you know, try to more clearly define this, because the judiciary hasn't ruled in this area. But in addition, one other area of weakness, an Achilles heel of Uber, which is really, really dangerous for them, and we're working down this path as well, is, you know, the independent contractor versus W-2 employee. And you're starting to see, at least in New York State, interestingly, where the Department of Labor has been ruling against Uber on some of these claims against Uber, you know, saying that they deserve, unemployment. And so that's, you know, it's another really major Achilles heel in some of our lawsuits. We're trying to get some judiciary to weigh in on this area as well.
Thanks for that, Brad. Clem, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes. Interesting tonight. My son-in-law owns a medallion, and he told me that he was speaking to someone who drove a medallion taxi and then got lured in by one of these Uber commercials. And he didn't do well at all. And then he pointed out that there are more Uber commercials than any other transportation company in the world, because they have a very hard time keeping drivers. It's commonplace for an Uber driver to have one fare every 3 hours. They use the term Ken. He can make this. And then they say, if you don't make that, then they can give you a certain amount.
Are you saying that this is a bit of a scam for Uber drivers?
According to conversations I had with my son-in-law, he talks a lot to taxi hold areas at LaGuardia.
So they're misleading the drivers? Is that what you're saying, Clem? They're lying?
And let me tell you, yes, to a large degree. And then they end the commercial, certain limitations apply.
That's right. You have to work 65 trips and all of them during the rush hours.
They're probably paying off the taxi commissioner. I know there are people who say that the FBI is investigating Uber, and certain counties in America have banned Uber. There was a company, he said, named Fugazi. They had a business, and it was a nuisance for the Medallion cabbies to have to compete. They went out of business. You remember that?
Actually, I remember Fugazi. I want to thank you a lot for calling the Taxi Dave Show, Clem. Okay, let's take one more call before we go to a break. Gloria, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. How are you? Happy New Year to everyone.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Hi, Gloria.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Anyhow, my question is for the attorney. If we have all this information regarding Uber and versus the yellow cab, why is it that we haven't addressed it already, and we have allowed this to go this far?
Yeah, it's a good question. It really comes down to politics. And I'll give Uber a lot of credit. What they do is they put on a tremendous paid media campaign, social media campaign.
Not to mention spending $750,000 in New York State alone in 6 months in lobbying fees.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I was getting to that one.
Oh, sorry,
No, you're right, Taxi Dave. You're 100% right, and that's the other thing is, you know, they've locked up, you know, 3-4 lobbying firms just in Albany, where I'm travel to every single week to do my lobbying, and then in the city council, which I'm in the center of all the time as well. So that, you know, with about 5, 6, 7 different lobbying firms. You know, they've done such outreach politically that it's just, you know, very hard to break through. So they've made tremendous gains. Now, you add that up, and then you look at the amount of influence they also have in terms of their internal employees. They have a whole host of individuals that work for them from the Bloomberg administration, some from Obama's administration. And, you know, these are the guys that populate that, you know, that organization. They've become very, very, very powerful, and that with $65 billion behind them, you know, they're like a small country.
Amazing.
And it's very, very, very difficult to try to combat them, and you know, they're an animal. There's no question. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take one more call. Isaac, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Isaac,
Mr. Pollard. Mr. Pollard.
Just call me Taxi Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Why we in the yellow cab industry going in circle? There is a solution for that problem. To eliminate or reduce the impact of Uber on New York City. And the solution is this. $25 toll, congestion toll, from 14th Street up to 57th Street. And yellow cab to be exempt. You are going to kill 3 birds with one shot. Number one, revenue for the city. Take that money, build the roads, whatever you want to name it.
$25 congestion price fee if you go into Midtown Manhattan for all Uber cars, and are you saying all app cars, but none for the yellows, is that right? Isaac, I want to thank you for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Thank you for brainstorming. But politically, you will not get one politician to back that. Am I right, Brad?
You're 100% right, Taxi Dave.
All right. Isaac, thanks. You know, it does make sense from your point of view. Anyway, Brad, listen, we have some other guests coming on the show. I want to thank you so much for coming on the Taxi Dave Show. You can reach Brad at 516-880-8170. That's 516-880-8170 if you want to hire him for something. Okay? So I just hope you'll come back again.
Of course, Taxi Dave. Thanks a million. Thanks to everybody on the show.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, you know that gentleman who went through 200-plus consecutive green lights? He's going to be on the show next. So stay tuned for more Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. We're New York's commercial loan and mortgage headquarters, Melrose Credit Union.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
Going down the line. Going down the line. Going down the line. Going down the line.
Show is back. It's Sunday night. This is the place to be. It's 8:37 in New York City. We're here with John McDonough, WBAI, the Captivist, JFK Mike, County Clare, and me, Taxi Dave. You know, Mike was telling me a funny story about his first wife. He said the first time he made love to his wife was in the back seat of her parents' car. And boy, they had a real tough time keeping their eyes on the road.
You promised you would never tell that story.
Yeah, I know. Okay, what can I tell you? We need a little levity here.
Thank God.
You know, why are we the number one talker? Because we give you information you don't get anywhere else. And we also keep it humorous, folks.
Yeah, this is a variety show.
And I am a Gita Nishuma.
Did they say that right?
Yes, you did say that right.
I am a Gita Nishuma.
And I'm a Shigana, too.
That, too, yes.
Okay. And by the way, I just want to give a shout-out to the newest advertiser in Taxi Insider, Alex's Garage over there at NYC Taxi Group, 876 McDonald Avenue. He has the best deals. That's 876 McDonald Avenue, Alex's Garage, NYC Taxi Group. You may have read something. In fact, I heard it was on the front page of the Forwards. But you may have read something about a gentleman, Noah Foreman, driving through 200 consecutive green lights. Now, you should also know he started driving a yellow cab 10 years ago, and he switched to Uber this year. So I'm curious to know how he feels about Uber.
Wow.
Okay? And about his claim, and I think he videotaped it, the Department of Transportation said, we're unsure of its accuracy. Because according to Vision Zero, they don't want anybody to hit two green lights in a row. How the heck did this guy do 200? Put a stop to it now. But right now on the Taxi Dave Show is Noah Foreman. How you doing, Noah?
Hey,
Noah
Foreman. How are you?
Noah.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Let me tell you something. I've said on this show more than once, back in the 70s, I used to start at 220th Street and Broadway in the north tip of Manhattan, and you could drive down to South Ferry, I forget if it was 26 or 28 miles an hour, something along there, and you can hit every green light from one tip of Manhattan to the other. And today, you can't go two blocks without hitting a red light. So how in the world did you do this? First of all, tell us, is it real, and tell us how you did it.
Oh, it's very real. yeah, I mean, it started like 2 years ago. I saw somebody else had some video of like 55 lights. So I was like, okay, we can do better than this. So I got a run with the taxi cab back then, 100 plus lights, picked up somebody, took another 60 plus lights, and then another 75. And then I thought I could do better than that. I got 186 another time. And then, just this December, I got 236 over right now.
It's kind of like a virus, right?
Yeah, I can't stop. But, I'll try my best. I got to be safe out there.
That's amazing.
So let me ask you something. Are you looking to break your current record?
Yeah, but not anymore.
Don't advertise it, because the DOT will sabotage it for sure.
Right. Oh, exactly. Well, they're already out there, the minute I get some sort of link from one avenue to the next, and I get it, like, then, a month later, they change the sequence of the lights into something else.
Well, let me get to something else that I'm interested in talking to you about. You drove a yellow cab for a long time?
I think it's been like 11 years. I started in 2005.
And do you work for Uber now?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Can you tell us, do you see any, if there's a positive difference, tell us about it. If there's a negative difference, tell us about it. I want to hear from a real former yellow cab driver who's driving an Uber driver. What's going on?
Well, there's a bunch of positives and a bunch of negatives, The positives...
Tell me the negatives. No, go ahead.
Okay. I'll go positive real quick, because that's easy. The positives are like, it's just less stressful. But the negatives is that it's harder to make a buck, Like, all the fares, they're a lot cheaper. And then sometimes you look at the receipt and you go, wait a minute, like, what are these deductions about? And you have to call them on their deductions. It's a bunch of nonsense.
Do you get to speak to a real person when you call them?
Never, no.
Now, let me ask something. Now, everybody's saying, the Uber guy, how'd you do on New Year's Eve? Well, I'm not to be too nosy, but I'm just saying 1 to 10, okay. 10 being, my God, great, 1 being horrible.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's good being that, like, it was terrible the rest of the week.
Okay.
But, it was half of what you expect to make as a cab driver.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, I worked New Year's Eve.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're saying basically Uber drivers have told me it's feast or famine, where they either kill on one night and do fantastic, or else it's just like there's hours and hours of just nothing. So versus the yellow cab, you can always scratch and claw for a few bucks. That's objectively what they've told me.
Well, what I feel is, the good thing about Uber, I mean, I don't want to say the good thing about Uber. Let's just say rideshare in general.
Okay.
It's there's less overhead costs. So I just feel like if I have a bad day, it's not going to completely ruin me.
Right.
So there's that. But then the good days, they're never as good as a taxi cab.
Yeah, because one thing personally, when I was working for the fleet, I got a weekly deal now with a friend of mine. I know, known him forever, but when I had the daily deal, I mean, the same thing with the – when you know the story. You'd go out, it's $140 for the cab, it's another $30 for gas, it's this, it's that. So you're looking at almost around a $200 nut that you have to crack before you make a dime on a shift. Maybe now it's cheaper, but I know some guys are attracted to the fact that the Uber car, you can just go out and make a percentage of $40 or $50, which
– Is that true, Noah?
Well, I mean, the cost of the car, I'm sure there's a better cost than what I'm dealing with. But basically what I'm thinking, it's basically comes to $60 a day for my car. And then the gas, of course, is like another $20.
Right.
But, I mean, it's way better than a taxi cab.
And how much do they take out, 25%?
Then they're taking 25%. Then there's a sales tax in addition to that that's like also 9%. And then there's the black car fee. It's like another 2.5. So it's basically like 35%, something like that altogether.
And no tip?
Nah, most of the people don't tip. Like 98% of the people don't tip.
Wow.
So Noah, what's really going on now, even with you and most Uber drivers, they're not just driving Uber. And this might be hard for people to realize out there when you see the T-plate or you see the Uber car. That Uber car is also a Juno car. It's also a Lyft car. It's also a Get car. Like, the drivers now are on four or five different apps in order to make $100, $150 per shift. I mean, it's getting ridiculous out there.
Yeah, basically, you know, like, because Uber originally advertised that you should be making $35 an hour, and now I feel like the only way to do $35, I'm doing Uber and Juno. And if I didn't have Juno, you know, I'd be much more likely to be doing 20, 25 an hour instead of 30, 35 an hour. Because Uber goes into the Uber pool and, you know, they just try to mess with you.
Right. Well, I just got to say, the last thing with the yellow cab, me personally, I think there's been an adjustment with the yellow cab because I'm like versus 2 years ago, I was terrified of Uber. A year ago, I was annoyed with Uber, and now I'm doing okay with the cab, even with the overhead of the shifts and the gas and stuff like that. So the yellow cab is coming back, and I think people have learned when to use Uber and when to use a yellow cab. So I appreciate your candor, sir, that you've been very helpful in this debate.
Okay, good, good. Okay. I was afraid. I was listening earlier. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get slammed. I'm going to get slammed so hard. Everybody's going
to
hate me.
Don't worry. It happens to the best of us.
No, we want you to call back when you break your record of 240 green lights.
That's right.
No, ladies and gentlemen, Noah Foreman, the safest green light record holder in New York City right now.
Here, here.
All right. Thanks for being on the Taxi Dave Show. We hope you come back when you break your own record again.
And you're welcome.
And let me know when the red light guy comes on, you know?
And when we come back, we'll take a couple of phone calls, and then we'll have our next guest, Nelson Diaz from Casa Hudson, on. Last 10 minutes of the show, you know, I like to do my personal stuff. What could I tell you? This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And we are Melrose, the commercial and mortgage headquarters for New York City. Stay tuned for more Taxi Dave.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at herefordinsurance.com. www.herefordinsurance.com or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi.
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Saturday night. Yeah. One more Saturday night. Ow! Saturday night.
Woo. Time to roll on the Taxi Dave Show. Taxi Dave is back at Sunday Night, the place to be. We're here with John McDonough from WBAI, The Captivist, JFK, Mike, County Clare, myself, Taxi Dave. Here's an email. Hi, Taxi Dave. I have a question maybe you can help me with. I'm not sure. Am I allowed to have a Swiss Army knife or Leatherman in my car? It has so many helpful tools. New York City law, as well as federal, I believe, states as long as the blade is below 3 inches and can be tucked into the handle, it's legal to carry. Many would consider it a weapon, but so anything else? A club, cane, iron? Okay. We had a conversation amongst us here, and we agreed that all of us today would probably, the three of us here, with our 115 years of taxi experience in New York City, we'd still be in jail with the things that we used to carry in our yellow cabs.
Bravo.
But back in, I think it was Diane McGrath McKechnie. Oh, no, I remember what it was. Somebody was carrying a saber under their front seat. And after that got out into the news, they banned anything that can be considered a weapon. Anything. You know, no baseball bats. I know you want to play softball, but no, you can't keep that in the car. It could be considered a weapon. So, no, you have a Swiss Army knife. Keep it to yourself. If it's found on you, theoretically, it's a weapon. It's still a knife, whether it's 3 inches or less or whatever. 3 inches or less, poor guy. Okay.
Poor woman.
You want to put that away. You definitely want to put that away.
It depends.
Gotta go.
It's cold. It's snow.
Okay. I had the experience of a lifetime, actually, with Claire the other night. We were invited to a 60th birthday party to Casa Hudson. And I thought Casa Hudson sounded like a Mexican restaurant to me. And in Haverstraw, New York, we drive down First Street. It's overlooking the Hudson River on top of a hill. And it's a home that was built in the 1850s by a brickyard owner in Haverstraw. And it's been artistically restored with details that you wouldn't believe. Today, it's somewhat of a bed and breakfast, but the artwork that is in this place, the restoration, which is impeccable, is all the work of two people, Nelson Diaz, who's an artist, and Andrea Cachorro, or Cachorro, I don't know how it's pronounced. So with us right now is Nelson Diaz, the owner of Casa Hudson. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dave. It was really nice meeting you last night with Claire. I really had a wonderful time.
I want to tell you, who is that chef? That food was unbelievable.
Oh, wow. Tom Savilli. Actually, Tom had a restaurant here in Haverstraw for 16 years at Paul Savilli's on the Hudson. And when we had Hurricane Sandy he got hit really bad, and he had to leave Harris Straw, and it was very tragic.
How far are you from New York City?
35 miles.
Oh, so you're less than an hour away. You're like a half hour away, basically.
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty convenient. I found this place riding my bicycle from the city, taking the George Washington Bridge and coming down 9W like 6 years ago. And so it's a bike ride for me. It's an hour away in the car. We get a lot of city people coming to the
Well, let me ask you something. Is it a bed and breakfast? Is that what it is?
Well, you know, Lysis has a bed and breakfast, but our theme is really an Italian pensione, where we have Italian cooking classes with grandma and grandpa here. So last night you experienced Tom Chiavelli, which is American Italian. So the house has an Italian theme. The architecture is Italian, Renaissance, Italianate. And you're right, it was built in the 1850s. And we kind of do, you know, I wanted to take it back to page one. I don't have a lot of technology in here. You know, we do cooking classes. And
were there, you know what, I didn't see a TV in the living room or upstairs. Is that right?
No TVs. Radio. We have radio.
Oh, God bless radio. We love radio here.
I love radio, man. It's like, it's totally cool. I have an old school radio in the living room, it works AM, FM. And, you know, we just took it back to, you know, I just got overwhelmed with technology, and I saw technology has advances, but it also has its limitations, where I just wanted people to come here and have a great time.
So people can go there as a bed and breakfast. If you're having a special event, I mean, you do hold special events there, right?
Like, yeah, we do. The idea is to go through the website, Casa Hudson, New York, and you will see there we'll have an event in 2 weeks again with the chef, and then we'll start our cooking, Italian cooking classes, where there's usually a lot of fun. We learn how to make fresh pasta and you know, then the biscottis, and then we do the Italian garden in the back. But it's a lot of fun, and they're really getting popular, these cooking classes. They're really catching on. I'm really excited. I love it.
The website is Casa Hudson NY.
NY,
Casa,
correct.
CasaHudsonNY.com. So,
and, you know, our rates are we got dynamite rates. You know, we have different, usually in the lower tier. We try to keep it where we want to get people to come in, and we've been slamming it since we opened. And that was really the idea. We've had people come from Brooklyn. They couldn't rent a car, and they rented one of our first clients rented a U-Haul and came in a U-Haul to the property.
And did he rob the joint? Okay. So for a perfect combination of food, of art, of music, this is a bed and breakfast where you want to stay. And if you have a special event and you're looking for a venue just 35 miles from New York City, you really should check out Casa Hudson. That's for sure. One last question. Havistraw, you know, there's both sides of the tracks in many cities. Do you see Havistraw transforming in the future?
Totally. This has like a very Brooklyn feel. It's very urban. So yeah, it looks like this is going to be the next big thing in the Hudson Valley. Very Brooklyn, very very diversified. A lot of musicians, a lot of artists. It's really like a melting pot here. So yeah, this is going to be the next big thing here.
So take your bicycle in the nice weather up 9W to Havistraw, or if you're looking, go online, CasaHudsonNY.com. And go to one of their special events. Believe me, you won't be sorry. If it has to do with food or if you're having a private event, this is a place to do it. It's very, very unique and very special. Nelson Diaz, thank you so much for coming on the Taxi Dave Show.
Right on. Thank you, Dave.
Okay. You're welcome. Let's see.
Could I just say that website from a retired cab driver who was waiting patiently for me to say something because I almost forgot?
Sure, go ahead.
NYCTaxiNews.com, NYCTaxiNews.com. And if you want to hear the Taxi Dave Show replay, it's on NYCTaxiNews.com. That's all I have to say.
And we are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And Johnny, so tell us, when are you on WBAI? When's
your
show?
I have two shows. I'm on this Wednesday with Malachi McCourt and Corey Kilgannon from the New York Times. And then on Saturdays, and that's from 10 to 12. On Saturdays from 12 to 1, I do a show called Radio Free Erin. It's about Irish politics. And I've been doing that for over 35 years on WBAI.
Erin Nobrah. All right.
Yeah, yeah. And, I've had the great opportunity not only now doing radio with you, but with Malachi McCourt, and also Grandpa Al Lewis from the Munsters.
Aww.
And that it was so great at WBAI. And that's one of the things about that station, the type of characters you had on. Like we were talking before, Ned Hentoff died yesterday, and he had a show on WBAI, a great writer for the Village Voice, and he'll be missed, the First Amendment advocate. And, get out there and listen. But from my financial point of view, this is the show. And hopefully we can get into what you were talking about, the advertising that Uber's doing it, and we have to take better advantage of New York City's outreach to subways, bus shelters, websites, to get out the word about the yellow cab and their apps.
And let's find out why it's taking 3 hours for cabs to wait in the JFK lot before they get a fare. Anyway, we'll get into that the next time. Yeah. I want to thank all our callers, all our guests, Brad Gerstmann, Noah Frohman, Nelson Diaz. Thank you all. Thank you, John. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Claire. I'm Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And we are on every Sunday night, the number one talker Sunday nights in New York City. Gotta go now. Hey, taxi, take me up to Havistraw.
This has been a podcast from WOR.